Welcome to today's New Life Live podcast. Today's podcast can be downloaded through iTunes or streamed through your mobile device using the New Life app. Visit newlife.com to download the app today. Welcome to New Life Live with Steve Arterburn and co-hosts Dr. Henry Cloud, Dr. John Townsend, Dr. Dave Stoop, Dr. Jill Hubbard, Milan Jurkovic, Dr. Sherry Keffer, Chris Williams, and Dr. Alice Benton. New Life Live is dedicated to bringing you hope and help through practical and biblical solutions for daily living. Our goal is to provide you with wisdom from God's Word for genuine spiritual healing. If you have a question you'd like to ask today, our phone lines are open. Call 1-800-229-3000. That number again is 1-800-229-3000. Now, here's Steve Arterburn.
Hi, everybody. Welcome to New Life Live. It is Steve Arterburn here. I'm in the studio in Lake Forest, California, with my great friends and colleagues, Dr. Dave Stoop. Hey, Dave.
Hey, great to be with you, literally.
Literally. Yes. And Dr. Jill Hubbard.
Yes, hello.
We're all here.
We are. It's
wonderful.
So fun.
Good to see you guys. And we were just talking about whether or not I was going to talk about this. I'll talk about it. All right.
We were taking bets here.
All right. Okay. So anyway, a bunch of us ended up at this briefing in Washington, D.C., and it was a bunch of Christian ministry types going over to the, not to the White House, but to the Eisenhower Executive Office Building, and telling those folks what, you know, we know, and listening to what they're doing and all these ideas and everything. And so it was Billy Graham's 99th birthday. I thought that was kind of cool. Oh. And Dr. Dobson was there. And so Jim Burns and Henry Cloud and Les Parrott and I, we hung out. And, you know, Paul Meyer was there and Daniel Amen. And it was all set up by this Paula White and Tim Clinton at AACC. So we sit down, and here's the first thing you hear. I am happy. This lady comes out. I'm happy to be in a room of others who honor and believe in Jesus Christ. Now that's how how it starts out. Now I you know, I'm telling you, that would not necessarily happen very often. And then she began by saying, everybody is hurting, and we've got an opportunity to help them heal, and we need the faith based community to be part of that healing process. Really cool. Then Dobson got up, said a few things, and opened in prayer. And it was really a wonderful experience. Why? Well, because I was hanging out with Jim Burns and Henry, and there was a lunch that they had before that. But I got to tell you, there is a faith-based office at Health and Human Services, and they're trying to do something with faith-based groups to stop the opioid epidemic. They're really trying to intervene with severe mental illness. One of the unique things that I thought was just great is they're really trying to focus on medication for severely mentally ill people that you take once a month. Because if you if you don't, as you know, right, you know, they don't stay on it, or they think they don't need it. So I thought that was really cool. And then in tax reform, they're doing all sorts of kind of stuff to try to and one guy suggested making parenting classes tax deductible. I thought that's a really good idea.
Simple thing to
Boy,
do.
How about marriage classes too? But anyway, it was great to be there, and I just wanted everybody to know that
it's
people
not hopeless
that are in the administration that work with Congress, White House, and everything else. I don't think they work with the Supreme Court, but they really are trying to encourage folks like us to do something and to apply for federal money to do stuff. Mm. And so it was kind of encouraging. It's not hopeless. It really isn't. And I just thought it was pretty cool to.
We need to be praying for those people.
Yeah, to be honored for your faith, not put down. It's kind of a nice thing. All right, so that's what happened yesterday. But today we're taking your phone calls right here at 1-800-NEW-LIFE. And tonight, Dr. Jill Hubbard, Chris Williams, myself, Larry Sonnenberg, the New Life team, we're coming to you KFAX people, and we're going to be in Milpitas at Christ Community Church at 7 p.m.
Tomorrow.
Tomorrow.
Tomorrow, I mean, not tonight.
Yes, tomorrow.
I'm going
we will be
tonight,
there.
But we'll be there tomorrow. for an amazing time.
It's going to be fun.
Friday
it's going
night.
To be a party.
Yeah, and I'm going to be speaking to the pastors at noon tomorrow. We'll be back right after this.
My story includes multiple physical and emotional affairs.
Every day, men struggle with sexual integrity. Impure thoughts, strip clubs, pornography.
My wife found out that I had betrayed her. She insisted that I would go to the everyman's battle. I had some idea, perhaps, of what to expect, but I had no idea that it would have the impact on me that it did. There's just something about the way that you meet in a large group and then the smaller breakout groups. And the sharing is just something that I've never experienced before.
To register or to find out more, call 1-800-NEW-LIFE. That's 1-800-639-5433 or log on to newlife.com.
This is the first time in my life that I ever felt comfortable in sharing the real me with other men. In my mind, it is one of the most critical things that a guy can do in his recovery.
1-800-NEW-LIFE. To find out more information about New Life or to order any of the resources mentioned on today's program, call 1-800-NEW-LIFE. Now back to New Life Live.
1-800-229-3000. 1-800-229-3000. Tomorrow night, KFAX, we're coming your way. You got, even if you don't listen to KFAX, maybe you listen on Sirius XM or on the app that we have, New Life app, or maybe you listen on the internet. But if you're in Northern California, we want to see you there. Please come. We love getting to do that. All right, so let's take a phone call because that's what we're here for. And I want to go to Ed from Fargo, North Dakota. He listens on the internet. Ed,
hi.
Ed, are you there?
I am.
Ed, could you be in a town more famous than Fargo?
I know, really. I mean, love
just,
that movie.
It creates a thought or a feeling whenever you just say Fargo. It's hilarious.
Yep, exactly.
Okay.
We love it up here. Absolutely.
Yeah.
So here's my situation. I was dating a woman for 4 months, and we were pretty serious, and all of a sudden she decided, I am so sorry. I thought I was ready for a relationship. I am not ready for a relationship. I still want to be friends. And the reason that she's not ready for a relationship is the past relationship hurts that she is not over.
Okay. How long ago was that past relationship?
Well, there was one of them that was probably about 6 months before that,
mm-hmm.
and she was in that for about 7 years, and then a divorce mm-hmm. before that.
Okay. So what's the question for us, Ed? And I'm really sorry you got the news there after you really cared about her. But what's the question for us?
So how do I support that situation? I do still want to be friends. How do I support that situation? What do I do that can help her get through so that we can get the healing?
Yeah. Okay. Well, let me just get started here, and then we'll go to Jill and then to Dave. But first of all, I'm so grateful that she did what she did. Because let's just say out of some kind of insecurity or desperation, she just said, let's go get married tonight, and you had done it, okay? Well, then all this would come up, and then you'd be paying the price for all of that hurt. You'd be wearing the faces of the other guys that hurt her, and it would all come down on you, Ed. But here's what she said. I'm not desperate, and I'm not ready. And so if I were you, I would do, this is going to be amazingly wise advice, Ed. I would do whatever it feels best for you to do. If it's okay for you being friends with her and you're not like, you know, hurt feelings all the time, or you're not like trying to win her back or something like that, then be friends with her. If you need to separate from her until she gets all healed, you let her know, hey, I'm so happy that you're going to do this work. And when you're ready, I'd love for us to go have a cup of coffee again and see if there might be a future here. But you'd be totally supportive because the option that so many people take, both men and women, like a man, especially when his wife dies. I mean, 3 months later, he's married,
right?
And now she's
men are much quicker to do that. Than
she's
women.
Going through all that stuff and the grief and everything. So she's done you a favor. Honor her for it. Do what's comfortable for you. But let her know that if she ever has interest or wants, you know, you guys to see if there's a future, you would love to see that happen. Jill, what's your perspective on that?
Well, that was good advice, Steve.
Well, thanks.
I like that. certainly, having gone through a divorce, like you said, in the 7-year relationship, and that not working out, ouch, that's a lot of time and investment. And I do applaud her for 4 months in recognizing that she has more work to do, Ed. I think that it's okay for you to have to want something different than she's wanting right now. It sounds like you really liked her and would like to see something. It's okay for you to voice that, but then to also let her know that you will, you know, respect what she is asking of you, that you hear what she is saying, and that that you are glad that she's recognizing what she needs. 'Cause remember, a woman really needs to be heard. So you really have to let her know that you hear her, and then your actions have to back that up. And this is really a chance for you to establish trust, that she can trust you, that you hear her, and that you act accordingly. And then you step back, and you tell her to let you know what she's needing from you. And yet you're going to go on, you know, friends don't just hang around waiting all the time. They go on with their lives because you don't want to then appear weak and passive. You know, you're saying, this is what I want. I hear what you're saying, and I'll respect that, and I'll go on with my life. I'm here, and if that works for both of us, great. But I'm going to go on with my life.
Well, it's great advice from both of you.
Oh,
so
thanks,
there's not
Dave.
Much left for me.
Sorry.
Except one thing. I've been thinking there's one thing that we've missed. And that is, I would ask her what she's comfortable with.
Yes.
In terms of
that's a great idea.
Yeah, definitely. And
we
then,
all think we're giving great advice here.
And let her know that you hear what she says and that you're going to abide by that and let that be the...
The thing that she said is, yes, we can be friends. I absolutely enjoy hanging out with you. We can hang out every once in a while. We can still be friends.
Okay.
And if that feels okay to you, that's okay.
And it absolutely does feel okay.
All right.
Then that's good because you may get ahead of her at some point and just say, you know, if I get ahead of you, let me know because I don't want to crowd you in your healing process.
But I don't think you want to give her the impression that you're just waiting around
for her.
There
you go. Yeah, that's true. That's
not good for her or for you.
Yeah. Well, I'm going to send you a little copy of Is This the One? Because it's not just about Is This the One? It's got great things to do as friends and great things to talk about. If there is any potential, and if one day it does result, it's got some great things to go over once you do get married. I'm really glad you called. I'm glad that I got to say Fargo a couple of times. And I'm glad we were able to congratulate ourselves on such great advice, guys. We'll try not to do that anymore. By the way, I forgot something. Forgot to tell you something about the KFAX Listener Appreciation event.
Yes.
I don't like to do these events unless we have cake. Well,
why I said it's a party.
Well, we can't have cake
because
it's got icing. And you can't have icing and get it all over the place. But I have purchased
icing.
Cookies.
No. Or iceless cake.
If you come, you will be given a gift. There are going to be prizes. We're going to meet you. We're going to tape a program. And you will walk away with a cookie or eat it there. Anyway.
At least one.
That's just what we do here. We have to have a cookie or cake. All right, let's go now.
And then we go to Living Light, the workshop.
How about we talk with Joe, Fairfield, California, KFIA.
Hello.
Hi there. How you doing?
I'm doing well. How are you guys?
I'm doing all right.
Good.
What's going on?
Okay. So the question is, my husband asked me last night, how do you show honor to a parent who hasn't been trustworthy, who has used them, in the past, who refuses to be honest and open, and who's made decisions in their life that has adversely affected them financially. What does honor look like?
Okay.
Well,
okay.
The key to understanding that is to understand the word honor. And in the Hebrew, it has the meaning of giving weight to what is weighty. To simplify it, it means to honor what is honorable. But it would be wrong to honor things that are not honorable because that's enabling evil behavior. So you can always find something to honor in a person. It may be just the fact that they gave you life and you honor them for that. But there's probably some honorable things and you just honor those, but you don't honor the things that are hurtful and destructive.
Yeah, and then I always answer this. I'm just so redundant, but I don't have a better answer. You become something that they could never help you become. You so far out personhood them that you're honoring them with your life. You're not honoring them by saying, oh, you're such great people, and they're not. But the greatest honor of a parent is to have a child that's living an honorable life. So you go be great, and you do things, and you have a character and things that they couldn't put into you. That's the greatest way to honor a dishonorable parent. You don't have to lie to them to honor them, and you don't have to do anything that might endorse or excuse some very dishonorable stuff when you decide I'm going to become an exceptional.
It sounds like what you're saying, Steve, is the best revenge is to live well.
There you go.
Yes. Well, there's a chapter on this in my book, Forgiving Our Fathers and Mothers. And
that's coming your way. We'll give that to you.
Along those same lines, yes, you do not honor dishonorable behavior, but you act as an honoring person. And you can honor the role without honoring the behavior. So you have to set boundaries around dishonorable behavior, but you act as an honoring person. And as Steve said, you become better than they are.
Okay, so would that mean, say, for instance, they've made some really bad financial decisions when they had the ability to work, they didn't, and now their living situation, I mean, they do, you know, have a place to stay, but it's just like a series of things. Their car breaks down. They can't afford to get it fixed. They're living in a room in someone else's house. You know, where do you draw the line as far as helping them? And they're in their mid-70s.
Well, you do stuff within reason. You know, I'll give you the extreme. Let's say you guys made $10 million a year. Well, it would be nothing for you to buy them a mobile home, and they live in a mobile home rather than in the room of somebody else's. But I doubt you make $10 million a year. So you just have to say, look, within reason, here's how we're going to help them. And the only way you help them might be if there is some horrible, desperate thing, like their car. They don't have a car, and you get it fixed for them or something like that. But I think it's just an ongoing consideration. But I don't think you want to punish them for their ways.
I mean, some of it is people, there's natural consequences to our choices. Yeah. So you do allow some of the natural consequences. But, you know, none of us deserve, what we get, surely, as Christians. And so I think there's a little bit of, like what Steve's saying, within reason, you help. But it also is reflective of I think their behavior too. I think it's a two-way street here, and it's a very individual thing. So you help to the degree that feels reasonable and that you're able to do without resentment. You don't step in and take over their whole life. Some of those consequences are what they've earned.
Okay, I hope that's helpful to you.
Yes.
And let me send you Forgiving Our Fathers and Mothers by Dr. Jill Hubbard. Dave, anything you want to add?
No, That's well said.
Well, and one more thing. Remember, too, how we treat our parents. Our children are watching, too.
That's how they're going to treat us.
And that's what, how the, yes, exactly. So that's an important thing to remember.
All right. Well, I hope that's helpful to you. And anybody else, if you want a copy of Jill's book, it is Forgiving Our Fathers and Mothers. And we would love for you to have that. Before we go to a break, well, it's too late now. I'm not going to do that. But I will tell you that if you were willing to support this ministry, we're going to send you the 2018, yes, that's right, we need to be thinking about calendars, 2018 30th anniversary calendar. 2018 is the, we've been around 30 years doing exactly this. And you know what? Our principles, our values of transformation based on God's truth and getting people into redemptive relationship, they haven't veered one iota from the very beginning. And we would love for you to help us. And if you do, we'll send you the 30th anniversary New Life calendar, pictures we've taken, events that are coming up this next year. Great wisdom is there from the Bible.
Very impressive. I've got
Please.
My copy.
1-800-NEW-LIFE.
My story includes multiple physical and emotional affairs.
Every day, men struggle with sexual integrity. Impure thoughts, strip clubs, pornography.
My wife found out that I had betrayed her. She insisted that I would go to the everyman's battle. I had some idea, perhaps, of what to expect, but I had no idea that it would have the impact on me that it did. There's just something about the way that you meet in a large group and then the smaller breakout groups. And the sharing is just something that I've never experienced before.
To register or to find out more, call 1-800-NEW-LIFE. That's 1-800-639-5433 or log on to newlife.com.
This is the first time in my life that I ever felt comfortable in sharing the real me with other men. In my mind, it is one of the most critical things that a guy can do in his recovery.
1-800-NEW-LIFE.
Hi, this is Steve Arterburn, and for 30 years, New Life has been the most trusted name in Christian counseling.
Your ministry has saved my life.
If you struggle with emotional hurt, family or marriage problems, the pit of depression, or the pain of addictions, we can help.
I'm down 100 pounds now from what I was.
You guys are awesome. You're a blessing to America.
Our treatment programs provide clinically appropriate solutions from licensed professionals, all in a biblical framework.
I have had problems with alcohol. I think God has ordained this place to be His.
You don't have to be a prisoner of your pain. Help is available at 1-800-NEW-LIFE.
She tells me that I'm a new man and I feel like a new man.
It worked for me and it can work for them too.
This time it is different.
If you're ready to take the first step toward genuine spiritual and emotional healing, please call us today at 1-800-NEW-LIFE. God can open the door to a better tomorrow right now. Call 1-800-NEW-LIFE. That's 1-800-639-5433.
We'd love to hear from you. If you have a question or a comment, call toll-free 1-800-229-3000. Now back to New Life Live.
Yep, we're back. Now, I've asked you to support the ministry. I want you to hear from a guy. His name is David, and I want you to hear him tell you why he supports New Life. Here he is.
This is David from Fairfax, Virginia. I chose to support the New Life Matching Challenge because I believe that New Life really changes lives. The work that New Life does is transforming the conferences and workshops and the radio program. I believe makes such a lasting difference, not only in the marriages and the personal lives of the people that New Life helps, but also in the lives of their friends, their families, their children. And for a lot of people, I believe that listening to the New Life Radio program is all the help that they're able to receive. When they hear people that are struggling with similar problems and the incredible insights that New Life provides, you're transforming the lives of untold thousands. It's hard to think of an investment that you can make with your resources that will have a more lasting effect than the effect that New Life has in the lives of the people they touch.
Well, that That's what we love to hear. Mm-hmm. That's why we love people giving, is because we get to see that all the time. And I've told you stories of folks who, you know, they're going to be carving turkeys this Thanksgiving because they went to one of our weekends. But one of our listeners was telling a story of she was struggling with fear. She was petrified with fear. Yeah. And the seventh time she jumped out of the airplane, she was... Is that
oh my gosh.
She didn't just go. She didn't just say, "I'm going to go skydiving and you know conquer my fear." The seventh time. Now, is that courage or what?
That is courage.
And she loved it. Okay,
that
so
just makes me anxious thinking about that.
Oh, I tell you, I think we better. I think we better have a staff gathering and jump out of a plane. Anyway, great things happen. Transformational things happen. Lives are literally saved. And we've got an important message. And if you want to support us, would you do it? Just like David, I believe it's a great place. And here, David's referring to people coming together with $260,000, challenging other folks to come along and give and match that. And so please, if you possibly can, do it. Let's go back to the phones. And let's talk with, how about we go over here to James on line three. James, how you doing?
I'm okay.
What's going on? Well, we're all right. You having a problem?
A little bit.
Okay.
It's kind of a long story. I don't know how much of you know that whole deal you guys want to know about, but
we want to know what you're struggling with today.
I'm kind of struggling with, you know, just kind of letting go.
Of what?
I know I've been. Going through a divorce, and I've got a 3-year-old, and I've been praying a lot, and you know, I'm in really a better place spiritually than I have been in a long time.
What led to the divorce? What happened?
Pretty much, I was kind of, it was kind of both our part, and it just got to a point where I was trying to do things my way instead of God's way and try to do everything myself instead of just letting him take the reins. And I got busy with work. And the ex basically started partying a lot, and there was some infidelity on that end, and it just wasn't good. And then I started drinking too much, and which I've overcome that by the grace of God somehow. You know, I don't touch alcohol in like, just 7-8 months, you know, but
good.
You know, it was just kind of a train wreck that, you know, God, by the grace of God, he just let me, you know, let me come out of it, mm-hmm. and you know, spiritually in a lot better spot. He brought me back, and you know, I will get up in the morning, and you know, every day I know God loves me. I just don't, it's kind of like I don't really know. That was a 7-year relationship, and I don't really know who I am.
Okay, so how long have you been divorced?
Well, we're still going through that process, but she's been gone for 7 months.
Is there any way that she would rethink what she's doing?
Oh, no. Oh, no.
No?
And no, I don't even, when I look at her and see what she's doing and who she's become after she left, I don't even know who she is anymore.
Uh-huh. And what's going on with your 3-year-old?
Yeah.
Well, we have kind of split custody right now, and shared custody, and we're still going through that process, and he's adjusting.
How much time does how much time do you have him?
I have him most. I have him a little more than she does. Not very much. It's almost equal.
Okay, but I love hearing that because you know, a lot of times the dad has the child every other weekend and on Wednesdays for dinner, and I just absolutely hate hearing that. That's so right. Good for you, my friend.
Well, especially if you're the more stable one.
Right,
if
that's what I'm saying.
Aren't,
yeah. So what is the question for us?
Well, my question is, I guess, like, how do I just, like, finish, I guess, I've been searching in scripture and just I try to do that, and it just, I get some things, and I just, as far as letting go of that, there's no reconciliation, and it's not going to happen, and I've accepted that. And
so how do you get through all this?
But I just don't have any motive. I really don't know how to make goals in life, and that's plans, and and I'm not motivated anymore, really. I just kind of take it a day at a time, and that's not really...
Well, guess what?
I mean, it's...
You call the right place, because we'll give you a path and a process, and it'll help.
I am just so thankful for this weekend. It's been amazing to see how Satan messes up marriages in so many ways.
My name is Shelley Martinkus, and I want to personally invite you to the Restore Workshop. If you have been affected by betrayal, it might be that your husband has been looking at pornography. It might be an emotional, a physical affair. I would love for you to come join us.
Through Shelley's example, I have seen such transparency. It's just been amazing. I've just been able to let out all the yucky details.
You will leave with hope, with a community of sisters ready to support you, and you will also leave with tools to move you forward on this journey. Please don't hesitate. Pick up the phone, call 1-800-NEW-LIFE. I would love to see you there.
The Restore Workshop is coming to Washington, D.C. November 10th through the 12th. Call 1-800-NEW-LIFE to find out more. That's 1-800-639-5433 or online at newlife.com. 1-800-NEW-LIFE.
Last year after Every Man's Battle, I was so moved by the transformation that I saw, not only in myself, but in the guys in our small group and the other people that were there and the stories that I heard, that I decided to go ahead and join Club New Life as a contributor to that.
You can help New Life Live stay on the air by joining Club New Life today. Call 1-800-NEW-LIFE. That's 1-800-639-5433.
You guys are doing God's work here. You're restoring marriages. You're giving people hope. It's just been such a blessing to me, and I just wanted to encourage you all. When you see something good that God's doing, just jump on that and help support that.
Support Club New Life, and together we can help hurting people find help and hope in life's hardest places. Call 1-800-639-5433.
Give your support to them if you can, and just help them do what God's doing here in the world.
Call 1-800-639-5433 to join Club New Life today. Glad you joined us for New Life Live. To be a part of the program, call 1-800-229-3000. Now back to New Life Live.
Job is to make a fountain pen. All right, we're back. Okay, James. Again, I'll just crank it up here. The first thing is searching Scripture is a good thing, but if you don't have anybody to go over that Scripture with, then it's just part of isolating and thinking that you're doing a good thing. So I'm just going to encourage you, the minimal level of getting better is a men's Bible study.
Mm-hmm.
Okay?
Mm-hmm.
That's the least you can do is a men's Bible study. Then, what city do you live in? Where are you near?
I live in Nebraska.
Okay. Well, hopefully, somewhere there's a divorce recovery ministry in a church, and if not, you do it online. And then I hope that the drinking thing, you're actually going to recover from that and get involved, and I'm going to send you a life recovery Bible and a workbook to get you started in that area. But everything you want to do in your pain, you have to do the opposite. And the healing path is really predictable. The first thing is you have to grieve all the things that you lost and aren't going to happen. Then after you grieve, then you can start actually working on the forgiveness process, which, you know, it takes a while.
It does.
It takes a while. And it's, okay, so, and then you go from grieving to forgiving to you may actually at some point enter into this world of acceptance, or okay, this is it, this is my life, this is what it is. And then you start to things start to get a little bit better when you hit that acceptance level. But I don't think you get there looking at Scripture on your own. I think you got to have other guys around you. You got to go through that grieving thing, which really helps to have a counselor to do that. And then you can actually do some forgiving that's real. Now, one of the best advices that anybody ever gave me when all this happened to me was do not be jealous of anything that the other person does. So I expanded that to mean don't resent it, don't pick on it, don't focus on it, just let it happen. You know, don't go, oh, gosh, I can't believe, you know, all that kind of stuff. And it'll just help you be freer sooner.
Right.
And you can't really start setting goals when you're grieving.
Yeah, that's right.
Your goal should be to move through the grief because you've lost very important things and you need to do the grief work, which is involving protesting what happened.
Mm-hmm.
And resigning yourself to the reality of what happened. And it leads then to the acceptance.
Right. I think initially, James, it is a day at a time, right? Because it's painful. But now she's been gone 7 months. And, you know, when I hear that drinking has been involved, you know, one of the things that drinking does is it kind of makes you not care or numbs things out. And when you're going through something this difficult, there is no way to completely bypass the pain. You have to go through it. And so, you know, I wish I could tell you there's a shortcut. There isn't. But you can shorten it by actually leaning into it and doing some of the things that these guys have suggested. You can't do this alone, right? And
well,
so,
when she left, I got involved with a couple of people with like AA and stuff like that.
Good.
And that was, you know, and God gave me the strength. I haven't touched the stuff since she left. And, you know, that's really great. But I guess I don't really know how to feel because there's part of me that wants to resent and that kind of stuff because she's still going out and partying and
So like
right.
I say,
and doing her thing. And
so you can't focus on that. Don't focus on that.
I don't know how to ignore it really because it's kind of like a small community.
You talk to your buddies about it or your counselor about it or your AA sponsor or your life recovery sponsor.
You can vent there all you want.
But that's how you don't let it fester is you got somebody to talk to about it, and then you ask them to help me get beyond always wanting to talk about.
Well, right, but initially, people in the middle of a divorce, they need to talk a lot. So you need your close friends that you can share with and be real with, and you need people who have gone through the process themselves because they can do more of the long suffering because they get it. So you need a community around you, and you vent, but then you don't just stay there. That's not a place to camp out and live because till the end of time, you can be resentful, and that's not where we want you to end up.
No.
You had in your experience, you had markers along the way that said you were moving forward. First, you wanted her to die.
Oh, yeah. I love that.
I was very upset, and I was angry, and I had to go through forgiveness, and so I went from wanting death just to wanting a chronic illness to, you know, some kind of irritation there. But that was just normal stuff that you go through, but you want to be going through, not staying stuck. Mm-hmm. All right, let's go to Jay I'm going to send you a Life Recovery Bible and a workbook. I'm also going to send you Healing as a Choice because those are 10 choices that I took. I think they changed everything. Let's go to Jay, Houston, Texas. KKHT is the station. Hi, Jay.
Hi.
How you doing?
Can you hear me?
Yeah, we sure can.
Oh, thank you for taking my call. I'm at a point where I don't know what to do anymore.
Okay.
I'm looking for help for my daughter. What can I do? I don't even know where to start.
How old is she?
She's 42. She's 42, and this started before 2 years ago. 2 years ago, she lost her husband. He was 37 years old.
Oh.
And I don't know what caused his death, but it was all at once. And even before that, they both were having issues, not with themselves, but with, you know, just mad, you know, just bitter. I don't know why. Mm-hmm. It seemed like this generation got an epidemic of bitter people now.
Yeah.
You know,
mm-hmm.
bitter. And, you know, and I oppressed. She's oppressed and depressed. She's brokenhearted and got a don't care attitude. She's fearful. She's angry, frustrated, hurted, and it's all taken out on me. Mm-hmm. And, you know, and she takes everything out on me. She, like, don't care attitude.
Yeah.
I've done.
Okay.
I've done all I knew how. I prayed.
Yeah.
I had prayer warriors. We're going mm-hmm. to, she won't take any counseling. I told her, you need some grieving counseling. You need this and that.
Yes, she does.
There. When they were little kids, when they were babies, I went through the same thing. She said, Mama, I know you from experience, you should know what I'm, I said, very well. I know, but I stayed close to the Lord. He healed
right.
me. God
now,
healed me.
Jay,
but,
Jay.
I can't, it's hard to. Okay.
Jay, we want to help you. You have.
Okay, thank you.
You have not only a depressed daughter, you have an angry daughter, and you have and you have an abusive daughter.
And they all kind of go together.
And mm-hmm. you don't deserve that.
I know.
Now, wait a second.
I know.
Why do you think you do?
Well, why do I? Because I'm her mother.
You think you deserve to? You think you deserve to be talked
yes,
to that
the
way?
All
because
good containers.
No, yeah. I didn't understand what you say. Repeat that question.
Well, it seems like to me that you kind of think you deserve to be treated that way. Otherwise, you wouldn't put up with it.
You know what? My son has been on me. My son said, Mama, you're just going to have to learn how to say no.
Well, that's what I'm talking about here. I'm with your son. You're going to have to let her know that you are a person of value and worth, mm-hmm. and you... Okay. Don't deserve to be talked to that way, nor will you. Goodbye. And you just tell her, call back when you want to talk about something mm-hmm. other than your misery and me being the person that's responsible or something like that. But you have to set limits on that. You tell her, if you want to talk to me about how to get help, if you want to talk to me about your day, but I'm not going to talk to you about anything that's demeaning of me or degrading of me. I did the best I could with you. And
Amen.
You are a bitter child. And if you go work out that bitterness, you are going to be free again. But if you don't, you're going to be miserable for the rest of your life. Now, I've got a special resource I'm going to send you. It's Understanding and Loving a Person with Depression. And she's not very lovable. But it's going to help you get through it. When we come back, we'll hear from Dave and Jill a couple ideas that might help you with her now. But I'm going to send this book to you. It's by Brenda Hunter and me. And Brenda died right after she finished this book. But she was glad she got to write it. And this is going to help you with some wisdom and empathy and preserve your boundaries and show compassion, but not be a doormat and be a punching bag for her. You don't deserve that. No one does. Anybody else can get it by calling 1-800-NEW-LIFE. We'll be back after this.
At New Life, we are passionate about helping people experience recovery. And it's no exception when it comes to recovery from the addiction to drugs or alcohol. We are very grateful to have found what we believe is the premier facility to offer a Christian 12-step model of care. It treats the whole person and offers biblical values as the foundation for treating the mind, body, and spirit. Our partner in drug and alcohol addiction provides exemplary medical and psychiatric care, as well as Christian-based psychotherapy, pastoral counseling, biblical studies and meditation, educational groups, worship and prayer, and a Christian 12-step program. The approach is non-denominational and guides the patient to experience freedom through a renewed relationship with Jesus Christ. Call us today at 1-800-NEW-LIFE if you or someone you love is struggling with drug or alcohol addiction. That's 1-800-639-5433 or go to newlife.com. 1-800-NEW-LIFE, 1-800-639-5433.
Hi, this is Steve Arterburn, and for 30 years, New Life has been the most trusted name in Christian counseling.
I'm an addict, and I'm trying to get God in my life again. You seem to be able to get to the crux of a problem quickly.
Our Christ-centered treatment programs can help you break free to embrace all that God has for you and your family.
I just want to thank you guys for bringing me to a relationship with Jesus.
There really is help for marital problems, depression, addictions, panic attacks, and feelings of hopelessness.
I came back with so many tools to help me prepare myself to fight this struggle and this battle that I have every day.
You can start living again today, living the life God intended for you. Help is available at 1-800-NEW-LIFE.
They did care, and they did follow up very lovingly, and it made all the difference in my life.
Call us at 1-800-NEW-LIFE. Someone who cares is waiting at the other end of the phone. God can open the door to a better tomorrow right now. Just call us at 1-800-NEW-LIFE. 1-800-639-5433.
To find out more information about New Life or to order any of the resources mentioned on today's program, call 1-800-NEW-LIFE. Now back to New Life Live.
We're back, and Jill had something she wanted to say about Jay and
Jay, I think, you know, first of all, your daughter's really hurting. You're the closest person to her, so she's just vomiting all over you. I think it's okay to, apologize. I'm sure you've already done this. Apologize for all the ways in which you fell short as her mother when she was growing up. However, now that she's an adult, she is responsible to work on herself and to fix whatever went wrong in life for herself. And that you can be there for her. You're happy to be there for her to the degree that it is a mutually respectful relationship and that you are not going to be, you know, beat up for all of the hurt in her life. That beating you up doesn't help her to grow and to heal. And it's not okay to treat people that way. So that when she's screaming at you, you can't hear her. Because you're too busy trying to protect yourself. And so I agree. So then you have to end the conversation. And that may be hard. And she may scream louder to get you to be there. But eventually she'll get the message.
It's got to be about boundaries and protecting yourself.
But this helps her, too. She needs those boundaries.
Yeah.
She's out of control.
All right. I'm going to go to one other call here. And by the way, I am going to send her understanding and loving a person with depression. Now, Kimberly, I'm going to go to you. I don't have a lot of time, but I did want to get to your call. And
Okay.
Yeah. Did you have a question that we could answer pretty quickly?
Yes, thank you so much. My boyfriend and I call ourselves two broken people that refuse to give up on each other.
Uh-huh.
Because we are really two of the same people. We were in previous marriages, 25 years plus. We're considering moving in with each other, and we've been trying to get together for so long. We're five hours apart, and so I said I can't do a long-distance relationship. My question is it bad or good for two people that have a lot of similarities to be together, to help each other through life? And we really want to be together. We've been trying to be together for so long.
Well, Kimberly, if you guys move in together, you will destroy the potential for many great things happening for you. Because
what do you mean by that?
Well, people that live together usually don't get married. If they do get married, a lot of times they're so intertwined, but it's unhealthy that they kind of slide into marriage. It's hard to get out of it if you discover you don't want to be married to him.
And this is Christian or not?
Yeah, and it's just
across the board. Living together doesn't work.
Do some research if you're not a believer. Do some research on people that move in together before they get married. It's not a good thing, and especially not for a woman at all. What you want to do is you want to go get some counseling for you and for him in your five-hour places apart. You want to grow. You want to do some premarital counseling and stuff and get on with healing the brokenness. And then You can get married and have a marriage that will be great because you've been through
because you've done the work ahead of time.
Yeah.
You're not doing it backwards and then trying to play catch up. But I suggest that one of you move towards the other person.
Yeah.
Or that you guys find a location where you're in the same town.
But if you just get together.
And don't let finances be the excuse not to do that.
No.
That's not a reason to move in.
And if you just get together, there's other aspects of your brokenness that you're not conscious of, and that will destroy the relationship as well.
I'll send you two copies of Take Your Life Back. Dave and I wrote it together. By the way, let me mention, Dave and I will be on Focus on the Family next week, November 15th and 16th, talking about Take Your Life Back. And we'll tell you all about that. But I'll send you the book, Kimberly, one for him, one for you. Don't move in. Oh, my goodness. Good.
50% breakup, and of the 50% that stay together, 40%, 35% of them eventually divorce.
Not good. All right. Here's the deal. We're coming Northern California tomorrow night. We've got cookies. We're taping a show. We've got prizes. It's going to be a great thing. Come and join us at Milpitas Christ Community Church at 7 p.m. If you want to know the details, call us at 1-800-NEW-LIFE. Now, 1-800-NEW-LIFE is a number to call when you need help. You just call. That's all you have to do. Get the help that you need. You call 1-800-NEW-LIFE. I think many of you, there is, I think the movie, I can only imagine, is being shown in your town tonight. Could be tonight.
Go see it.
I know there is a place.
It's incredible.
I know in Indy we're showing it. And at the end is 1-800-HELP-FOR-ME for people that need some help after they see a movie like that with so much about dads and abuse and all. And that 800 number goes to New Life. That's one of our 800 numbers there. So go support that movie. Also, let me mention we've got some great workshops coming up. Every Man's Battle is December the 1st in Dallas. Then Restore, that's the hope for a woman's heart, starts tomorrow in Washington, D.C. You could still get in. You could still call right now and say, I want to heal from this. And I tell you, I don't know of anything. If you've had a man that's been unfaithful, if you got a guy that's involved with pornography or whatever, I don't know of any path or process that's quicker to freedom and hope than this. So call us. Hope for a Woman's Heart. It's called Restore. It's in Washington, D.C. It is amazing. The 26th of January, Living Light, I'll be doing our weight loss program. And then Intimacy and Marriage, February the 16th. Take Your Life Back, March the 16th in Orange County. We want to help you in those ways. But we want to help you with anything that we can possibly help you with. And you don't have to go to a workshop. We might have a book. We might have a resource. There's a counselor in your area. We want you to call us and let us find something that could make all the difference in the world. Now, we are grateful for everything that has come our way. And Scripture tells us, and it's really hard to do this. In 1 Thessalonians, it says, be thankful in all circumstances, for this is God's will for you who belong to Christ Jesus. And when I'm in some of the worst circumstances, I'm thankful that I have hope. I'm not thankful that a man murdered a lot of people in a church. Mm-mm. I'm not thankful for that. But I'm thankful for what God is going to do in their lives. I'm thankful that He's there for them. I'm thankful that it causes all of us to stop and think and draw closer to Him. I'm thankful there's a God that loves them, and there's a plan of redemption and hope. That's what I'm thankful for. Well, we're thankful for you, and I hope that if you're thankful for this ministry, you'll support us in some way possible with a gift by calling 1-800-NEW-LIFE. And, of course, if you do, we'll send you the calendar. It's the 2018 30th anniversary calendar. We're really in need of your help as never before if we're going to do this for the 30th year, which we're really looking forward to. And every time you give, you know, $260,000, some people put that together, several people, to challenge you to come and match that generosity that they had. Some gave a little, some gave more, whatever you can do. And you heard David talk about giving because he sees the life change that's there. please call us, if at all possible, 1-800-NEW-LIFE. If you can help us, or if you need help, it's the exact same number. My thanks to Dr. Jill Hubbard. She is the author of Forgiving Our Fathers and Mothers, and who doesn't need a little bit of that? And Dr. Dave Stoop, Smart Love. That's his latest with his wife, but with me, it's Take Your Life Back, and I'm grateful that they're here. Call us, 1-800-NEW-LIFE. We love you. See you next time.
We hope this program has helped you by giving you insights for handling the challenges you face in your life. We want you to know that we're here for you, but you also need to know that New Life Live is a listener-supported ministry. To make your donation or to get any of the resources mentioned on today's program, call 1-800-NEW-LIFE. That's 1-800-639-5433, or write to us at New Life Ministries, P.O. Box 1029, Lake Forest, California, 92609. Please join us again tomorrow for New Life Live. Today's podcast can be downloaded through iTunes or streamed through your mobile device using the New Life app. Visit newlife.com to download the app today.